לא יואב לא יגע אין חקר לתפונוסו, יא? כשבור העולם בורה בהי בן שלנו קריאטד וולד להי שאין צריך לקמות ספיו ספינג זה ליאלקת שמייני כאילו זה לא בכנס יגיע שני מהאלה תשמיים בבורם בהי בורם כל האויסיס אדם הייתי מתח פיו והוא קוימץ את פיו אבל היי אדם הייתי אבל לא קוימץ פיו זה כאילו בן שלנו קריאטי את הוולד with a hay and the aimic is that there was no yigi involved what's the pshat right la yev la yiga and what's the kesha of ein chike in the svinosai and the vote is the bunch land created the world that's what he's going to say the vote is the bunch land created the world with an akuda everything that's built is pshat is built around that nakuda over the nakuda is a nakuda beli yigia. In other words, when you claim it as piv, when you say other oisias, it's already binyana. Oisias are binyana. Like Sefer Yetzirah says, oisias are stones, you're building binyana. So an oisias is better than a bevota, because when you pronounce an ois, you have to pronounce it with kmitzas a piv. Mashal mashenkin and a hey, that's the hevel peh. That's the chitzah, the pnimius of everything. So when you look at Pratim, looks like a Mordika Tver, looks like a Mordika Yigia. She built such a big, so many Pratim, and so many dos, and so always kecheshmi. But it's all mushrooms from a Nikuda Ketana. So then that's the bot of Lo Yigia. When Shlana created the world, it's Lo Yigia. It's important for a person to know that there's a Sherish of Achdus in everything in the world. Everything in the world is a Sherish Achdus, all created from a Mashu. The Ramban says, the Chayma Yuli, bring it down in. In other words, the Bracha created the world and everything is built around it. So when we pronounce Oisiyas, Pshat is that we're using the Koich, we're using the Achdus Agom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're being mefaretit to Pratim. And that's the Oilam, the Alam of the Pruda is the Oilam, which is a Hitzah from the Nekuda Ketana, from the Nekuda Merkazis. And we're building around it, building big buildings. But the Etzm Zach, the Chiyas of it, is a Nekuda Ketana, and that's Lo Yev, Lo Yiga. That's why the whole chumri, the whole inyan of yigia for us is only yigia because we're chumri. If you're not chumri, so there's no yigia. Because if you're not chumri, chumri is when you see the pratim, when you see the oisius and those. If you're not chumri, so then you buy the nekuda ketana. Nekuda ketana is no yigia in amela. So beikah in hard times, that's when there's yigia in amela. To be mechniya the chumri. Whole Yigiyah is Mechni, we've discussed, it's a big Yisod. Pshat is that you're gay in Torah, so really that's how you're getting Pshat. The Pshat is there waiting for you. When you're Mechni al Choyme, so then you get to the Pshat. But with the Nekuda is Lo Yoyv Lo Yigah. Everyone's created with Torah. So the Avon and Torah, that shouldn't come with Yigiyah. Shouldn't come with Yigiyah. Let's just go over here. So that's the vod. It's the same vod. Bunchland created the world. The world is the Torah. So the world is with the Bili Yigia. But when you look at the Chatzonius, you see big Oisius and big Binyanim. So they got to break the Yigia. That's the Nakudu we have to break. And the less Chumri person is, the less Chumri person is. So Pshat is he's beyond that stage already. He's not in the Gashmistik Achelik. The Chumri is to break the Oisius, to reach the Nakuda Shabbatoicha Oisius. Once he reaches the Nekuda Shabbatayach Oitzius, he's reading the Mayan. Like a person digs to get the Mayan. So he's digging and digging and digging. He's not creating the Mayan by digging. All the Yigiyah of a digging is in order to discover, to get to the Mayan. Once the Mayan is there, it spritzes forth. Without Yigiyah, it's not your digging that makes it spritz. Yigiyah is to discover it. That's Adoma, that's Ofa. Ofa is Chumrius. Chumrius is toiling to get to what's inside the Chumrius. So everything is nimshal to Mayan. It's all one yisod. So that's what it says. Be'emes lo yoyv legeh. That's the vod. Lo yba shemayim hi. Lo yma mi yalalan ha shemayim ha. Lo yma eva yami. Mi ki korev elecha adove mahoid. Vifichol vava says, I was so vait. Teres is, that's the choyme. But if we see, we go through the choyme, we see that it's achtes echad poshut. Achtes echad poshut. That's what Maral always calls the seichel of Poshut. And then bring down the second Torah is called, Mayim is called, the seichel of Torah is called Mayim. Why? Mayim is Poshut. Poshut meaning it's Poshut, it's got no tzura, it's not complicated Mayim. It's transparent, it's chmeinah. That's the seichel of Torah. That's the seichel of Torah. When a purified person has diluted the Mayim of Torah with nourishkeit, so then it's hard to see the it's hard to see the clarity of Torah. However, don't dirty the water. Don't dirty the water. The water is clear. That's the seichel of Torah. It's a big yisod. So that's the vod. That's the shayrish. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. What is hay for that reason? To teach you that the achdus hagom and the nekuda. That's lo yoyev lo yiga. Mechnia the chumi, and then it's Torah. Torah is pashut. That's the Yigata Umatsoso, it's not the Yigia, right? That's, I mean, all the Balaimus say that. It's not the Yigia that brings to the Torah. At the end of the day, it's anyways a Matsoso, it's anyways a Metzia. So all your Yigia, you can't be Meyagea for Metzia. You either find in the street or you don't find the Metzia in the street. You can't be Meyagea to find the Metzia. The Pshat is, you have to be Yigata. And Yigata just for the sake of the Chumri. And after that, a Matsoso. After that, you see that you find it there. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to tell us over here. Lo yoev lo yigia. Ein chikel is for nasi. He's the Gemar. Omer of Akiva. Omer of Chagiga. The Maisa Mekut. The Arba Nichnus of the Paradis. Omer of Akiva. Kshtagiv lav nishay ish tor. Al taim romay mayim. Shomet testaknu vo atzmecha. Shnei ma doi vishkorem la yikoyin lenegad einay. Hoichazachin. Tor is always the same thing. Tor is like mayim. Why is mayim tor? Because it's pure, it's undiluted with anything. Maral calls it mayim she'ein bo tzura. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Moshe kimin mayim she'siva. Because he bein begufo, Moshe Rabbeinu at the point didn't have to be meyageh at the end. Why? Because he didn't need bitl achushim when he spoke upon him al dabe boy. Pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu was a bechinah, he was transparent. He didn't need it. He was pale double boy. The Mari, the Bechido, those, the Sklara, Meira. He saw everything, was by Meira. That's the Bechina of Mayim. It's transparent. There's no Chuyme, there's no Gas, there's no nothing. So, Kishagil Avni Shaish Tor, a person gets to that Dargo of Avni Shaish Tor, so then he sees that there's no Chilk between all the Madrigas and Madrigas and Tayyim. Al Tayyim Mayim Mayim. It's Mayim Elyoinim, it's Mayim Tachtoinim, but Bemis, it's one Mayim. It's one Mayim. Like that's why the sod of kolan cholim hoichel mayam pasim kehelas vayam enen amale. It's only one mayim. You see a river over here and you see a river over there. There's not two mayims. Mayim is always one mayim. Every mayim in the world is all connected under the ground. But there's afrius, there's chumrius. You don't see it. You don't see the achdus shaboy. Here you see a river dus and there you see a river yens. Why? What's in between them? The afrius, the ofoch. Of if you dig up all the offer in the world, kilu, you take a track, a bulldozer, chweis, and you take all the offer away from the world, you see that everything was mayim. Everything is mayim. All the makolan chol, malchem ayom, ayom and then amale. Everything is connected. Mayim is all one. So you can't, everything, the difference between a solid and a liquid is a solid. You can take a knife, you cut it in half. You take mud, and you can break it. If you take a sword through mayim, you won't do anything. Because mayim is one, you can't be machalik mayim. Mayim is haynu hach. So mayim and yoyin, mayim and tachtoinim. So it's the same mayim. That's why there's a chukah. The mayim tachtoinim are crying. Heavy kami malka. They want to be kami the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because it's mayim is one mayim. You can't separate them. Rebbeinu Shalom separated them in order we should realize that everything down here is a chukah to go back up there because it's haynu hach. It's achdus echad. So more than said, that's why it's dafkei mayim. That's why seichel atoyer is the b'chinas mayim. Transparent, it's all the same. It's all the same. It's transparent, it's all the same. And the bechira of a person is to put orange juice in the mayim, then it becomes not clear mayim. But mayim be'etzem is clarity. Mayim be'etzem is clarity. Torah is clarity. Rebbeinu Shalom is clarity. It's the offer that covers it over. Once you see the achdus ha'pashut, so then everything is clear and everything is ayinu hach, and that's what he's saying over here. Al teirim mayim mayim. Don't be mechalek chas v'shalom. That's what we say in Kel Mistate. Mafrid aluf lo yirim ha'oyrus. Mafrid aluf. He's going to explain. Mafrid aluf is aleph. Aleph is what? Is the yud alon the yud tato? He's going to explain. In other words, and then there's a vav. So aleph is achdus. Aleph is achdus. What is achdus? Achdus aleph is made up of a yud lemal and a yud lemata with a vav in between the vav achibur. That's the vote of the Aleph. You have taka yud ilo, you have taka yud tato. It's two different yuds. It's a yud ilo, it's yud tato. It's joined with a vav. It's a vav achibur. It's one thing. It's one nakuda. It's still one nakuda. That's achdus. That's the Aleph. That's a miyachad aluf chas v'sham la yirim ha'oyrus. So the same thing. My Milyama Adachtoin, that's the first thing in the Bria. That was the first Havdalah in the Bria. Yomashaini, my Milyana, my Adachtoinim, so Mamela. That's the example. The example is that everything down here is Mishtoikik. Mishtoikik to be Oyla Lamala. So Pirish, Yishmai Milyana, Yishmai Adachtoinim. Mayim Nikra Seichel, Shia Torah. And we just explained. Mayim is clear, it's clarity, it's Seichel, and it's all one. Shneema, I called some Elchula Mayim. I said, hold on, what is the Gemara Dashim for Abichot Zolmayim? In the wise Torah Mishlamayim, in the Retoim Iskayim, Zolam Mishamayim, Zolam Shadate Shvela, Anova. Torah uses Mayim as Anova. Why is Mayim as Anova? The Pshat is because the origins of Gaiva is when you're Mafrit. Ich bin Euchepes. That's the origins of Gaiva. You're Mafrit. Gaiva is a Mafrit. Ein ani buhu yachal lodo biyachad. Why? Because if you tie that you're one and I'm one, so then we're separate. You can only live together if you're one. If you're not one, you can't. So that's the same thing. Gaiva is the origins of Einani Yivahu Yachal Lado Keechot. So that's the vote. Why is Torahim Shalom Amayim? The Gemara uses this passage to Darshan. The Indemer Torahim Skayemis. Hele B'misha Adoise Atzmei Neshvela. An Anov. Bechines Anov is a Bechine Yirelas. His whole Metzias is Neskal B'Torah. He's not an Andrezach. If you're not an Andrezach, that's the Bechine of Mayim. Just like there's no two mimes, it's all kosher down here, and it's all kosher from down here to up there as well. That's the same bechin as anova. We're not two things chas v'shalom and the rabbi shalom. There might be a ilah, there might be a tatoch, but there's a vav in between. It's all ainuach, it's all one chibah. Klar. Shneimah al kol tzom el chomim. Yesh mayim tachtoinim. Shem adregus et tachtoinim. Seichel atachton. Kol liver b'tayr. Everything was created zachul atayr. It's achtes pashut. Nimmt es akkur achtes echad, im reishin kudu atzeif im adregis. Es akkur achtes pasha, es kreit zu bichnis teuer. Now he's going to explain better. Ki yesh yudin lo, ve yesh yud tato. And that's better than what an aleph is made of. Aleph is made of yudin lo, yud tato. Ki kol oilem es mi yud echad yotzu. Ul oilem es mi yud echad yotzu. Right? And yud is which letter? Yud is chochma. Hey is bina. So yud is chochma. Targum Shalom, he says, Vereishas b'chochma sivara alma. So all world is created with yud. Yud is in a kudu. And we discussed this, I'm sure we discussed it before, that from that Nakudas Yud, all the other oasis you made. First you put a pen on the paper, and you can draw whatever tzura you want. And the pen hits the paper, that's the Yud. So the whole world is created. That Yud, that's the Achdus Pashut. Everything's in that Yud. Any tzura that's going to come out, it was already there in the Yud. It's like the Zera, the leaves and everything was in the Zera. Everything was always in the original Nakud. If you double the original Nakud, you see everything's Achdus Pashut. Or if your person's not of its original good, that's the vote. All the other things they create with Kmitzis Apeh, you're creating Pratim over here. Creating Pratim of it's all, if you don't put the pen down, you can't get it. It's putting the pen down, it's an Akuda Yud, is that's everything. So Lema Yud, Ugoilim, Shemeni Yechalas, is called Mashiitzah. And Yud is like a, what's going on? What do they make? Clay. A pottery. That's what a Yud is. You can do what you want with it. Koloyis tchilas avayim miyud. Kol ma shenivra koloyim is kol ma dregus. Kol ma sheish boi ma kolam oisis. Everything is better from oisis. In other words, the tzura oilam is oisis. Tzura oilam is oisis. Ki yevshar as the shum dova built the oisis. It's the sefer yitzira. The sefer of the yitzira oilam. It was the gemara saying brachos yedei b'tzal oisis shenivra b'am shemayim ba'aretz. So everyone was created oisis. So everything starts with an akuda, and then the different tzuras of the world, it's like a goylem, it's like a potterer, making pottery. Everything originates from that yud poshet. That yud is the vechnas achdus poshet. So, if a person sees an ois, if he looks at a vechatzonius, he sees an ois. A kav here, kav there. If a person looks at a vechnimius, he sees the nekuda, the yud.
That's about the
Kabbalah,
like
Mishmael, they
deal with Seamus and Oisius.
Everything, that's right.
Right, everything is Oisius.
Because everything is Seamus. Kol haTorah kulo Shmoyis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they go to the Nekuda of everything. Once you get to the Nekuda of everything, they don't see the whole Arum and Arum around. They see the Oisis. And Oisis, those are the keys to get up. Because the Pshat is the Nekudas Oisis. That's also the Inyonim of Nekudas. All Nekudas, the different Nekudas correspond to different things. And everything is Betz and Mushvish and Nekudas. Even Oisis themselves are Mushvish and Nekudas. The Kabbonis and the Yehudim are made from the letters with the Oisis under with the Nekudas underneath the letters. That's his Achdus between the Ois and the Nekudas.
So why doesn't the Sefer Torah have Nekudas?
I say Pteir because the Nikud is a Hecher. In other words, there's Tagin, there's four things. There's Tagin, Trop, Oisius, and the Nikud. So Pshat is the Oisius is Malchus, it's the lowest. It's Kneged the Arba Oilemus. The Tagin is part of the Oisius, it's there. But all the other ones are Hecher, that doesn't come down. The Bechin is Adnus, the Bechin is Shchina, is down here. And now the Masiyah, that's the Bechin of Oisius. The rest of them are Hecher. So the Torah only comes the Bechin, the Oisius themselves, plus the Tagin, which is a chelik of the Oisius.
Which Oilem is the Tagin? Can I get?
What's the Zoy? The Tagin is Keser. Tagin is Gohoich. But that's the Bechin of Malchus, with connecting to Keser. That's how does Malchus connect to Keser? Because there's Oisius. Oisius or Malchus? It's Oilem Asiyah. Tagin, not Keser, very high. Connection. The reason why this Tagin and Oisius is to be able to relate from Malchus to Kesef. Over there. The rest of it is Hechus. So we say the Trop and we pronounce the Oisius. To write them down, come down to Asiyah, that's Bechenes Oisius. The rest of them are Hechel and Oisius. You say Bekol, you don't say Bixiva. But that's the Takavada. The Votan Makabal name is they get into the Shoirish of everything. Everything is born in Moses. Marish Nakuda Tzev Tchilosim Yud. At the beginning of the Yud, the Yud is the Goylem. Shemenu Nispashtu L'chol Oisius V'Tzchalkas Mashu Tzorech Lasses Oisius Heim Oilemus. That's what the Sevi Tzir used to create the Igla Tilsa. Once you get to the Shoyrish, then you can make whatever, you're a Goylem, you're a Potterer. Once you get to the Nakuda, you can make an Igla Tilsa, you can make with the Sevi Tzir, you can make whatever you want. Once you get to the Nakuda, the rest is really making coven, Nahin and Nahe. So the oilam of Tzura is created originally from the Yud with a Kavin, and then you can Kielu Chasron play around with it, but you can make whatever you make. So if Dova oilam Ashofel Gamkin Yud Goyle, oilam Ashofel is also Yud Goyle. You Gamkin Goyle, come Bezoya. State in Hilgit Zoya, Kim the Moti Tamon, get down here, Mapish Pashto, Maya Data, Kulam Sosin, Kulam Misa, and lose, you learn Torah. Eventually you realize that with all the learning, Weissmagunish, not Pshat is Weissmagunish, Vadam Weissmagunio. But you see that all the learning that you did, all of these thousands of Svarim that you piled up on your table, was all to get to one little Nakuda. So the Pshat is that you're learning is like this. You're learning is like this until you reach the Nakuda, and then all of them go away, and what you're left with? A Nakuda. What did you start off with? A Nakuda. So kulam sosim kegad misa. It's like you started off with a Nakuda and you ended with a Nakuda. You need to learn all that, to pile all the svarim, to learn kol haTorah kula, to get to the Nakuda, because there's a Nakuda down here, there's a yud tato, and there's a yud ilo. So you start off with a yud tato, and you work until you get to what? You get to another Nakuda. And it's not chas v'shalom another Nakuda either, it's the same Nakuda. It's a yud ilo, it's a yud tato. That's what Zayah Kodesh says. Kulam sosim kegad misa. Ki yev shaleida. Sosim adova kumay goylo. Tachlis is to get to Azad Darga, the Nakuda. Because in the Nakuda, you've got everything in there. But everything is sosim. It's only a little Nakuda. You don't see anything. If you see a Nakuda and you've seen everything that came from that Nakuda, now that you put it back into the Nakuda, what do you see? Garnished. That's the Tachlis idea shalei neida. And that's how a person can stay with shiflis. Shiflis and Torahis. He starts off with a Nakuda, and he's getting closer and closer to get to the same Nakuda. Unbelievable thing. The rest is all Oisius, the rest is all Nivraim and Oisius. But to get to the Nakuda, that's the Tachlis idea Shalai Neda. Mori Dikazach. Tzorech Las is Migoylem Azesh, Inni Nakuda Echad Goylem Yud. Farid, Leprotim, She's Galev, Yisparet. Right? We start off with a Nakuda, and then we have to build that Nakuda, make a Tzura out of it. Nimsa Yud Rishoyino Yistimas Yud Ilo. The first Yud was the Nakuda, the Rabbi Shlomo, was Nivra, created the world. That's his Bechinas Stima Yud Ilo, Shemel, Nispashnus Oilemus, Hayuli, Hayuli, Zeloshoin. You see, again, Nikro, Bloshan Chom, Chome, Hayuli. The Ramam brings it down in Toy Bavoy. Hayuli is Loshan Hoyoli, Tzalem Shkorat Vom, Hoye Besoychoi. Menayot, Mekoyach Lapoil. Li means killer with me. It was all in that one Nakuda. That's the Chayim Yuli. Chayali. The ball is safe. Madrega, Yutato. Gamkin kulam sosim kudad misa. Tzorech lefarate leprotit. Mesha kol sosim be Nakuda echad, which is the Yud Golmi. Ze tzorech lesakin al yidei Nakuda echad shebelev. Na zavoyda. Till now it was the moichin shebelev. Na zavoyda shebelev. Zetzarach, how do you get to there? Alidei nekuda echad shebelev, lavoid, b'li, shum, p'niyah, rak b'tmimes in Hashem, to be an ish tom, yeshe b'halim, rak b'tmimes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeh nekuda ikra shebelev, lev sholem, nekuda, nekuda zu, mesakna nekuda yud goyim, sh'isa isa leprotim. Person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'li, shum, p'niyah, so then that's the nekuda, then he gets to that nekuda. Once you get to that nekuda, once you're holding on that nekuda, so you put pen on paper. Now is the avoider for you to make the protein. In other words, so there's two ways of learning. You see, some people learn and they learn and they learn, but nothing that they learn is connected. So Mamash piling up. Sanders here, Shir, he said a lot of things, but one thing's got nothing to do with the other. So he was boine boine because he missed out on the nekuda. There's another way. Another way is don't give the Shir yet. First learn and learn and learn. No, until you get to the Nakuda. Once you get to the Nakuda, then you can start making Pratim. And then even after you made the Pratim, you see that all the Pratim are Mushrish in a Nakuda. So either you're doing Mimata or the Mala, and then if you don't get to the Nakuda, so you're just given a lot of information. Given a long index, but there's no Nakuda over here. Oh, when a mistake a person learns, he gets to the Sherish of the Sugya, he gets to the Mushrish of the Sugya, he gets to the Nakuda Katana. Once you get to the Nakuda Katana, now you avoid the Taka to build the Oilam. You get to the Nakuda, now you're at that point of the Nakuda, and now you've got to make a cover here, a cover here, now you can make a Gansa Shekhlali. But at the bottom line of the Shekhlali, Shemvaita, it's got to see how it's all Mushrish back into the same Nakuda. Understand the Chalik? That's Mitata Leila, Mi'ela Latata. Somebody who's Nakuda dip, somebody gets to Nakuda, so everything you see when you finish everything, so that's where you started off from. He gave him Moed Kishtikul Torah, but that's where he started off from. So that's the godless Navada, that's the greatest godless. And he managed to say the whole thing, but he's still in the same Nakuda. And then you see the Bechinas Tachlas Aydiya Shalei Neida. That's the Emes Dika Torah. And that can only be by a person who learns between Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he's Dovak to the Nakuda, he'll never use the Nakuda. And then the Takan Enyan to be Mispashit in Torah. Rather, there's a big Enyan to be Mispashit in Torah. Chochma and Bina, Trey Rein, Delay Mispash. Chochma is the Yud. The Yud is the Nakuda. And then Avada, there's an Enyan of Bina. I mean, what's the biggest Kfir? Because Kfir is when a person is Mafrid between the Chochma and the Bina. Chachma Bina called Trei Rein Delay Mispashim. Trei Rein Delay Mispashim means that Yud, even when you mispashit and you boine with the Bina, but nevertheless, the Yud is there. The Yud must be felt. The feeling of the Yud and the Kuda must be present. That's the Chachma and the Bina, the Yud in the Mispashim from the Yud. They have to be Trei Rein Delay Mispashim. Chas v'shalom, they're not. And that's a terrible kfir. And that's Mamish the Nakuda that we're saying over here. That the Chachma is the Yud. Chachma is a Yud. Yud is Chachma. Hey is Bina. Even when you're seeing the hey, you've got to see you in the Nakuda where you first put pen onto paper. You've got to see, feel the Chochmah. That's the Tmimus that Be'etzim you're standing still in the Nakuda. You haven't left the Nakuda. Leaving the Nakuda, there's Perot Chas V'Shalom. Shoisa is a leprotim. Avada, you make into protim. Deishim is galalei, kala protim. Shakol ma'aboy is barak. Ve'ein ba'oy ilam shum dobe ze losay. Efez bultecha. Ka'akol gila lekusay. Miration kuda atsayif. Zeh yichud gomo. That's the yichud gomo. This is not hey lo, yudi lo. Some mistake. Zeh yichud, yudi lo. Yimuta tosh. Ein dobe yetzim en chas v'shon. Rak ha'kol gila lekusay b'chol ha'dvom shbo ilam. Ha'oz mis'alem ha'ilam. Because then you're showing, it's like Kilu, it's like Bimigalet, that all the Mayim from down here is all connected. And once you connect all the Mayim in Tachtoinim, then you see that the Mayim in Tachtoinim is also connected to Mayim in Yoinim. And that's the Yichud HaGomo. And that's very good what we learned in the Marinayim, whenever it was last time we learned. The Mayim in Yoinim and the Mayim in Tachtoinim, he said it was a Yichud, that's the Revia. The Revia is when the Geshem comes down and it connects to the Kabbalah, there's an Indian of when it splashes onto a puddle, so you see that it comes up again. So there's a big Inyan, Pnimis HaTorah, there's a big Torah on that Inyan. At first you get the Sarusa de Leila, and then it splashes in the Mayim HaTachtoinim, and then it comes back up again. What does splashing mean? Splashing means that it came down, and then it splashes a shtickle back up again. It means that this Oiris Milamala came, and now we miss Oiris HaTachtoinim to go back up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Yichud, the splash is a Meridik Yichud. Mayim HaLyoinim connect to the Mayim HaTachtoinim, and that's the Yichud. That's the Tachlos HaYichud. That's very good what we said, the whole Indian of the Revia. connecting Mayim Elyoin and Mayim Tachtoinim is connecting Yud Lo to Yud Tato. That's a Yichud. That's the greatest Yichud. It's the greatest Yichud. When you take the Yud Tato and you mechaber it to the Yud Lo, it's a more different Yichud. Oz mis alin oilem es ki betachta in tolu his oir es kula shmo oir le mata his oir in kol oilem es mi mata le malav ad soif elyin in asa yichud. Tifer there is that even this Eres Milamata that we have to make from ourselves in order to be more Milamata, it also comes from the Bein Shlom, which did. So maybe therefore it rains, it splashes, and then we get the, that's an Odom, that's why the whole verse is always with Mayim. It says that of Odom Ein Lava Dis Adoma, Term it Smiach Hashem. Odom, what's the possible there? Chol Term, Kloyim Te Hashem. Everything was arranged, but nothing was growing. Himte Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Ayin Lava Des Adam. The whole mashal is a mashal of Mayim. Condensation makes the clouds. Where does condensation come from? Comes from the evaporation when the sun shines against the Mayim down here. And the Mayim evaporates and it goes up. It's called condensation. Yeah, it's called condensation. It goes up and forms clouds. And what happens to the clouds? Comes down again. So what do you need all that bother for? The terraces, that's the yichud. There's yichudim taking place over here. Big yichudim taking place. When the sun shines and evaporates the mayim atachtoinim, the pshat is the mayim atachtoinim evaporate. Evaporation means when the yisoids go back to the shoresh, that's called evaporation. Evaporation means they look at kolap satsur of mayim, but then it evaporates, it means that the yisoids go back. It means that mayim atachtoinim is going back up. Why is it going back up? In order to be mashpia mayim down here, so what does it have to go up for? Because the alibed his oiris, milamato. That's how it's mashpia, milamala, and that's the yichudim. Who makes the yichudim? The Adam. So kolayim te Hashem al oretz, Adam ayin lave des adama. It's all the mayim aliyin and the mayim tachtoyin. There's big yichudim taking place. Why did it go? Sheikh comes when you see a geography. I don't know what you call it, geography. These things, everything is a hecher zach. So that's the tachta. The tachta in Tali is Oyer's Kulam. Kshma Oyer Lamata, Miss Oyer Kol Oyelam, Miss Mata Lamal Atsoif, Elian Menasa Yichu. Maim Tachta in Uim Sof Madrigas, and then for the Boychin, a non Bein and a Mahavel Kod Amalka. A person cries, Maim comes out. Every Bechi is a Bechi of Ebbs of the Maim Tachta in Uim. That's why the tears are salty. Why the tears salty? Because it's the Mayim HaTachtoinim. The Mayim HaTachtoinim HaBoichin. Every time a Yid cries, it's the Mayim HaTachtoinim crying. It's more the Kizach. They're crying with a chukka. They want to make a Yichud. Shemadrigas HaTachtoinim Roitzim Nis'ales Liyas Kod HaMalka to be before the Rebbein Shalom. More the Kizach. So that's the Yud Tato and the Yud Ilo. The Nakuda Tato and the Nakuda Ilo. The Mayim HaTachtoinim and the Mayim HaLyoinim. It's all one Bechina. And that's all the Aleph. It's all the Aleph, it's all the Heilig Aleph, the Alufa Shel Olam. Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, it's the Yichud. Hino Yichasama Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Ki Emes Hu Yichud. Mireish Nekuda, Soif Aleph, which is Alufa Shel Olam, Ad Soif HaMadregas, Shem Tov, which is Soif HaIsius. Shasham Tov Techaya, Tov Thomas, Shabbos Bezmar, Shabbos Yech, Mor and Shabbos Sof, that's the Mokram HaBechira. Tov can be Techaya, no, Tov can spell Thomas. It's a Bechira. What's the Pasuk? Rei Hashem Asati, Noichi Nais Lefnechem Ayoyim, Asachayim, Asatoyim, Asamov, Asasaro, Bacharta Bechayim. Tov is the Oilem HaBechira. Tov is the Oilem HaBechira. And the Aleph, there's no Bechinas Bechira. The Tov is Bechinas Bechira. The Aleph is Alufi Shel Oilem, Tachlis is the Soif Kol Daragin, the tachlis is to make a yichud and to make a chibah between the reish kol dargin and the soif kol dargin. The day of mem shu emtza ha'oisius hu achibur shemachava madregas atachtoinus im elyonus. What does mem mean in lashon hakodesh? From something. Mi ze, from something. Shat is a person even when he's holding a tof, needs to know me aleph, the mem aleph, and then it's emes. Doesn't look at the tough separately, he's got to know it's coming from something. Even the tough is mushrish, it's coming from something. So the tough is mem, aleph. So the tough is me aleph, it's coming from the mechinas aleph, and then there's a yichud. That's why the mem is a chibur. Chol dover, tzarech li is dover, memutzas. L'kashe, ashnei, Kasha Ashneya Ktsavas. You always need a Dova Mutsah, Sim Kasha, two Ktsavas, who am I? Nimtza. Shem Kasha Tov, Shom Techayev Thomas, Abchir, Toiv Ra. That's already Pirut. Toiv Ra is Alma de Pruda. So there's Toiv and there's Ra. This is Toiv, this is Ra. It's two things already. This is Alma de Pruda. But Machse Ha Ra la Toiv, the Makasha Lamala. You make one thing out of it, then you Makasha Lamala. So Toiv is the Yetzah Toiv, Ma'oid is the Yetzah Hora. Because when you mechaber, when you mechapach the ra la toiv, you read the yichud, it's the hecher yichud. The zocha is on his own, the kiv is on his own, there's two zachen. Yichud, that's the yichud. Same thing, when it's toiv and there's the ra, there's two zachen, there's period. And when the ra is in sapach la toiv, that's the yichud. Avok she'enu mekashra lufish lo'inu chas v'shalom. Chose ha'alev v'nikro meis. Emes without the aleph. Emes without the Aleph is Mace. Missing the Aleph. So that's Mace. Emes means the Chaim. The Yichud, Miyachid, back to the Rebbein Shleinu, is then is Emes. Otherwise it's Mace. Shafil Eloi Medem Espal of Oysa Mitzvahs, Eim Zach Shum Chiyas. Very sharp. A person can daven, a person can learn, a person can do mitzvahs, a person can do everything. But it's a Toyta Zach if there's no Aleph. If the whole Tachlis of the davening, everything is not for the Nakuda. Mason sure, Shom Chayim, the Chias Shalem, Bachayim means with their Chias, they have this Kura Mason. Why is Shayim Bem Shom Chias? No Dikatach. No more Dikatach. If you're not kosher to the Aleph, everything has to be to get to the Achdus Aposhut. If not to get to the Achdus Aposhut, so then it's a Mechina of Mason. No more Dikatach. Kihine, Ha'odam Abadosi Ba'av Abayira. Adam with his avoider, with Ava Meira, maybe Tisparas Aboyri, Ashim is boy, Kodesh Baruch Hu boy. When she says Yisrael Hashabacho, Yisrael Hashabacho is boy. Zeh Nikra Shin. Pirish Ava, Meira, Tiferes, and Gimel. Right? Ava, Meira, and Tiferes, Shin, that's the Gimel Kavan. Kav Yamin is Ava, Kav Smoil is Yira, and the Kavim Soi, that's the Tiferes. The Kavim Soin, that's a Sheen, and it's Gimel Kavim, the class Russian. Kivin Shodom Oivit Kach, Noila the Slav as Godel Boisius. Achkashe Ein Oivit Kain, Meshechech Belufish Loilam, Nikrashin Kar, Shake. A Kar, there's a Kriris, Niskar Rashin, the class Russian, Belie Slavas. Everything has to come. If it's Kar, if it's Kriris, then it's Sheen Kar, then it's Shake. Where did it go?
But the shin became
Kaka. That's right. There's no Slavas. Kavin
or not.
See, Kavin, before the game of Kavin, Tief Geret, before there was Kavin, what was there? Before there was Kavin, there was a Gula. Right? As the sphere is the Kavin, it's ready to teach. Before as the sphere is the Kavin, as the sphere is the Gula. Gula is ready, it's all one. It's Aymach, it's Echer, Darga. But Gimel Kavin is ready, it's Chalkas. All these chalkis that there are in the world are mechinas gimel, the mechinas gimel kavim. So there's a yamin, there's a smuel, and then there's an emtza. That's how the spheres work. The person's got an ayin yamin, he's got an ayin smuel. The hoiz yamin, he's got hoiz smuel. He's got a chaytim yamin, he's got a chaytim smuel. And then the pez, mechinas gimel. So the pez, where the chayim is, the chayim amal is the other lashon. The pair, what's the pair? The pair is where the chibur is, the gashmi the ruach, speaking out from the ruach, the shaman. And then the pair, the goof, is mishtatif, from it to the people. So if there's a, that's where there has to be the hislavas. Is that? That's where there has to be the hislavas. So the goof meets with the koichas aruchni, that's where there has to be Islam. Everything has to be that being a cover. If a person finds the kesher to ruchni and gashmi, then it's Islam. Otherwise, gimel kavim is a period. Gimel kavim is a mechanic reader. Hecher daga, there's no kavim. Kavim is mechanic shiim. It's mechanic shiim the Islamists. You realize that gimel kavim is all ispashtias. That's why we say akela godol, akibor, akanoira. That's gimel kavim. Akela elyon. It's all Benjamin's Lamalamiz and Lamalamiz, it's all his chalkas. And the person says Kayla Elyon, and he brings it all back to the Shoyrish. Because that's the Shoyrish, that brings down the Ashboy, it brings back the tiny that Benjamin has. That's Goyim, the Goyim al Chasad Toivim, the Goyim Yaakov. Chas v'shalom remains Gimel Kavna. A chicken a Gimel Kavna, that's sheker. It's a kriya, it's like a shi.
What does it mean it's kriya? It's cold meaning?
No, a person dead is cold. Every person's got chanimus to him. Something alive is warm. Something dead is cold. Okay. Dead body is cold.
Kavim are dead then.
Kavim are dead. There's no function of it. It's a kriyas. There's a chalkas of kavim. Schalkas is a kefel chazach. Schalkas, which is. That's why the kavim soy is higher. Goes higher. Top of two kavim. So kavim soy.
No.
It goes higher.
Starts from the kavim soy. Starts from kesef. Goes all the way to mountains.
Ah, not the shin kavim.
The middle cup? No, that's what you mean. No, I'm saying what it represents. Kavim Soy of the Sheen, it represents Teferi, it represents from Keser to Malchus. The other ones are just aside, because the Kavim Soy is the Chleikah. Kavim Soy is the Ikah. That's Mechavar, that's Mechino, Kedalian. All the Gimel Kavim all come from on one hand, it's Chalkis. On the other hand, the Soy is the Machriya Yobe Ashlishi, the Achriya of the name. You find the Soy the Achris. Kabbalah, when you look at the Oisius, so a person called on Kabbalah and invited them. It's Misa, it's trick. Kabbalah, I heard this, I don't know, for myself, for my mom, it's done that. For my mom, it's done that. Kilo, if I heard from Matl, I don't know, but if you stop looking at Oisius, then you're not a Makubal. You can learn all the Kabbalah, you can learn everything. But if someone kicked in Oisius, it's admonished. He says, if Oisius, Balach, Oisius shine, when a person looks at those Oisius shining means he feels he doesn't want to go away from those Oisius, then he shows he got something cool. So why do you cool? So sometimes you look at you take a siddur, you look at the Yudke Bovke, right? So you look at any word it is, you feel you don't want to move on. You feel Epsakesha, that those letters are shining. Those letters are shining means that you're there and then the Kula that's behind Oisius. Switched on a bulb, so the letters, the light is underneath the Oisius, and then it lights up the Oisius, and then that shows that a person got to the Kudah. That Kudah Davon, it's much easier to get that feeling from a Siddur of Ksav Ashuris. The Oisius of Ksav Ashuris is much easier to get the aura, to feel the aura in the Tefillah. That's the way it's written, and that's the way it's written.
Yeah,
very good. And Ben Shchai talks about it. That's the tzura. That's the best recognized. Oisis go up to Shemayim. They go up. Chinas Ksav Yishuris. That's how they're written in Milamala. So don't need, they come. And they used to see that type of tzav oisis. It's a school of the halos of tefillas. The oisis, the kedusha of the oisis. The kedusha of the oisis. Or the Ksav Yishuris. It's much easier to feel the oisis from the siddur of Ksav Yishuris. But that's the vote. So Pshad is the Ikki is to be Medaber, as you say, Inik Shadam Spal of Aloyme, the Medaber, Tiburim, the Oisius, Zenikra Avonim, the Oisius are called Avonim. And with Avonim you build a building. Adam, Omnon, Yod Yeda Adam. Oh, so I'm saying, so that's talking about Hechra, the Betoira, somewhere Hechra Matzav of Tiburim. The Betoira, the Betfila. Even the Oisius, the person speaks Stam, the Rechulim, he's also speaking Diburim, he's also speaking Oisius. So there's also Helig Oisius. Those are Oisius of the Yutato. There's Oisius of Yudilo, and there's Oisius of Yutato. So then Tafchana. You also have to make a Yichut with those Oisius. That's why we talk from the same mouth, right? Chazal say, halavai, we'd have two mouths, one to speak Dibre Torah, one to speak Dibre Chulin. So why daka don't we have two mouths? Because the Achrayas, we've realized the mouth speaks Kedusha. So even when we speak Dibre Chulin, it's easier to be mal than Dibre Chulin. If this is a mouth, it speaks Dibre Kedusha. Shkol ma shabar lechvoyde bo. Mitzlakot shbaruch hu chvoyde hu akol achot. Kvoyde is baruch, hu is baruch is akol achot. Nimmt sich Keul Gila le Kusay, Shu Kvoyde, Komo, Kshoy sa Filim Masa, Matni, you're in a business. Wali de Dibo, Shu Wali de Oisius. Nimmt sich de Masa Matan, Moitzi Chof Beis Oisius, you take out Chof Beis Oisius, and you vim lo ilam, you bring them all to the Sakra. In other words, if the whole world is Oisius, so there's the Bchinas Oisius that are floating around, and through Masa Matan, that's why very often it comes through Matan. Masa Matan is, I give you something, you give me back something. So you do Masa Matan, Pshat is he's got the Ribbono Shel Olam sent you to that goyish of clients. He's got oisius of kedusha there by him. So you make a transaction. You speak yours to him. He speaks his to you. You can swap the oisius. And so you bring oisius back. Oisius from chofetz. Oisius should never bring ba'ilam back into kedusha. So every time a person speaks, speaking by that. Because ever the dibur, every dibur a person speaks is called a pella. Doesn't seem his way anymore. Every time a person speaks, it's a pella. Why? Did your moich think now that you're going to say two words? Only two words means a moich. To put the oisis together, how comes a person can speak so quick? It's a double muffly nifla and void. It's coming from hecher. You see, it's coming from hecher and korah. That's in the dibur. Every ois should take a while. Put it, make an olive, put it in the base. When I finished, I'll let you know, and I'll say the word out. It doesn't work like that. It works that a person speaks and speaks and speaks. What he's doing is it's a koyach mafli. It's a koyach mafli that a person can put together so quickly and speak out ibur. So you see, it's coming from a hecher and a kor. Even oisis, a matam matam, coming from a moedika bechina. That's the yud tatal. It's the chof beis oisis. Which the Olam Hazeh was also nivro with. It's in Chuda Yud Ilan, Yud Tata. And from the Yud Tata came all the Chof Peis Oisius. So there's Yud Tata, you have to be Ma'ala, there's Chof Peis Oisius, of Yud Tata, of the Masa Matna, the Olam Hazeh, back to their Shoyrish. Hazeh Schoyra. Schoyra merchandise, with Zulayma, Dova HaMakif. Schoyra means the Dova HaMakif. It says Schoyra, Schoyra, go round and round. And that's the Kribna Karma, right? Schor schor go round and round. So schor is a dov hamakif. Hakol nasa lidei oisius, hakol nivra lidei oisius. Turns out the oisius are makif in hakol. Everything is oisius. So that's why schor is called schor. Schor is how do you do schor? By speaking. Without speaking, you can't do schor. Right? That's the masa maton. That's the masa maton. And the masa maton is a bechina. Everything is oisius. I'm makif everything. Everything you're doing now is a tikkun in oisius. Bring noises. So the first shayla the person asks in Shemayim is Nisus Unasata Bemuna. The person goes up to Shemayim is to bring him all the tikkunim on this world. The tikkunim on this world is in Schoira. It's in Schoira. It's Nisus Unasata Bemuna. The person is Nisus Unasata Emuna. Emuna is Lashon Emun. Emun is the Aleph. The first letter of Emuna is Aleph. Aluf Shalayim. Whether you brought all the oises back to the Bechinas Aleph, how do you do that? You do that through Schoira. Balatanya is a conscious name. Talks about the tikkunim a person can make from schoyer, from doing schoyer. Schoyer is you being sucked in all the oisies of the bria. Misha ain't a maven. Oh, no, that's very choshev. Misha ain't a maven. Soybe thinks you're up to fill it, but limit to avoid it. Shemadaba oisies kadoshim. How the ems a coil, shokul. Raksho, and in a shayin yom a gushim, achmas a choyme. That's a lot. Chumri is hiding it. Aim is takable, machmach shachim and afsik. It's the same bechina as the yidu lo. Avada, when a person is learning Torah, he's making yichudim lo ilam sayyayin. When a person is being medabe b'masa b'matim, he's making yichudim lo ilam satach toyin. And there's hainu ach, there's a yidu lo, and there's a yud tata. Moshe Omer Moiri, like Moiri said, Hashem Tov, Tikach loy, תיקח לו תיבס תיבס גוימר אז לא ימה שלוקח תיבס ודיבורים I'm going to put Moshe Rabbeinu inside שלוקח תיבס ודיבורים תיבס גוימר a box תיבס is also a word and גוימר means דיבורים שהם גוי מם היי inside the ma שמה היא התיקון מה אז חוכמה אז כוח מה So look, she took tevas and diburim, and she was mechaber them to the ma. Ma is chochma, chochma is koyach ma. She'adam tzarich ni is ma ve'ayin. Ubo echad b'mokam hey. It says goyma with an aleph, not with a hey. He's daichin goy with mem hey. I says with mem aleph. But here it says ubo aleph b'mokam hey. Shu alufa shaloyla. Shoyre b'ma, the aleph is shoyre in the ma. Same word. Ribbono Shel Olam created the Torah, was created the world with a hay. The hay nivro ilam hazeh. What's the vot of the hay? The vot of the hay is that it's all in one nakuda. And the hey is moitzi. The hey is moitzi. The first ois that comes after yud is hey. Yud k, vav k. It's the created word of the hey. But that was his pashtus of the nekuda. So that's what she put Moshe Rabbeinu up. But chmoira b'chema. You cover it with chayma, chumrius, shuchayma, shekisim, inside the chayma. And there, inside the chayma, is a tosim bo esa yelet, eli Yisrael, yelet shashuim. A tosim basuf, suf is soif. Says the shpirim in the reeds, basuf, suf is soif, madrigus, kadesh mehem, yale lamala kashivu lakamon. Svas are lips. Svas are lips, with nisakana idea diburim. Hayoir. Ha yud oyer she yud sichlim heim bedibur kanoida v'dalem even tzimtzum eile basar sichlim oyer zliyanim ad oyer madibur because dibur is malchus. Dibur is malchus. Malchus is the tenth sphere. So haya oyer is ha yud oyer. All till you get to the dibur, then you get to malchus, which is the tenth sphere. She yud sichlim heim bedibur kanoida v'dalem even. That's why you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvat peh in the beginning. Kvat peh in the beginning. He didn't want to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim because he was put in a chemo, put in a chumris, and that represents that a person could be a kvat peh if he's chumri. So then he's from a baby on, he could be a bechinas kvat peh. Only when he left completely the chumris, then he wasn't sucking in his dibur. And then his dibur became the dibur of the oisius, of the chaf beis oisius of tikkun. More in the gezach. In a Yisra na Oyem and a Choshech Ka'oma Mezoya She Yisra na Chochma and a Sichlus Bevinim a Chochma Yoyse Kasha Sichlus Lichla ba Chochma Nasa a Chochma Yoyse Gdoyla Ki Yom Shnichla ba Oy Dobe ve Yuvan Zay Yisra na Chochma and a Sichlus. In other words, a person is born into Yisra na Oyem and a Choshech. A person is born into Oyem Hazi, born into the Chumriyas. If he's born into the Chumriyas, then see the Chochma. Aber when a person is Megala Chochma mitoich hasichlus, otherwise when the chochma, the ora chochma shines mitoich hachoshech, so that's the yisra in a chochma nasichlus, because he realizes then that the sichlus again, it's like all the person realizes, and the chochma is in a kudus. It looks easy. It's like the marshal of sometimes you say something very deep. It's easy. Repeat it. Person can't repeat it. Somebody just megalat him in a kudus. He wasn't in megalat him. He in the mail until he gets to the kudus. Then he gives you a shir and says he tells you the last line of the shir. Okay, say it, fine. The main of the machlik is Rambam and Rambam. Say it. It's ganz poshut. It's ganz poshut. I'll show you how I got there. And he gives you a ganz pilpul. He breaks the Rambam, and breaks the Ramban, and builds the mahin in the head until he gets to that. So that he told you the nakuda straight away. How we see what your gi and amela had to do until he got to that nakuda. So what does that do? It's in the toys of chachma. You see the Ad and Kuda, it seems so posh, it's posh to the Kuda. And then you see how much Chachma there is, it's Moisef, Mordika Or to the Chachma that was originally. And that's the Yisra and Or and the Choshech. A person can be make the Nakuda Choshech by showing, see the Nakuda, you don't see it. Everything's inside it, but you don't see how much it is inside it. You have to read again every little part of it. Then you see what was contained in the little nekuda. So what does that mean? It means you're showing the gadlus of the chachma that lay in the little nekuda. It's a moedi gazach, the little zera. You put it in the ground, it's such a moedi gazach and go from it. It gives you great appreciation of what one little cherish is. Same thing. Gina melo, and you bring it out, and you work through it, and you bring it out, and then it shows you that the yisra noyim and achoshech, it's meir. Moedi gazach shows you how much there is in the little chokhmah. It shows you how all the nakuda, that's what it's like we said before, that all the whole building, everything was all to get to that nakuda. It shows you a moedi nakuda. A person can stomp say a word, you don't understand the godless of the word. A person see what lies in the nakuda, and you can translate Bereishis Bara Elokim as Hashem created the world. It's fine, it seems ganz poshut. But the more you climb in, the more you see that it's just concealing Chochmah alone, you get to it, and then you come to say, in the beginning Hashem created the world, you know what beginning means, you know what Bara means, you know what Hashem Elokim is. So then that's Moisef and Moedigah Or. That's the Yisra and Oyem and Achoshech. Shad their sichlus, ba chachma, zeh zdoines nasuk zachis. The struggles till you understood it. You had to go through those struggles in order to get to appreciating the chachma. You didn't understand it. You had 20 kashas, and then you built the teretz. If you wouldn't have had the 20 kashas, you wouldn't have gone into such a choshech. So you never got to that. Oh, sometimes it's mamish like that. You feel you're working on the sugi, Every time you look at it, you just get more and more kashas. Till there's a bakiya. And then there's a bakiya, so oh, it leichts. Mamish leichts. That's the Emes Tikkadar Chalemit. In other words, you mamish have kashas and historis and elomim. And that's Ayid as well. Ayid is koichas, historis and elomim. And he's fighting. And one of them, if I'm all, has a mighty good bakiya, so oh. That's the aura of the Yisra and the aura of the Choshech. That's how it is in Derech HaLimud, and that's how it is in life. The person thinks, just carry on. I'm getting more stuck, more kashas, more nisyonis. Just carry on. Eventually, when there's a bakiya, there's the most blinding bakiya. Because that came from the Hastorah. And then you see that, you never got to that Chochmah. So you see that everything there is in the world, all the Hastorahs that were in the world, is to get you to that Bechina, to get you to that Nakuda. Once you reach that Nakuda, that's the Nakuda of Zdoinus Nas, Kazachius, Keshashav, and Atoyev. So, my Menachse the Inyan, Shemaim, Halyayna, Maim, Echtachtayna, Wa Inyan, Yudi, Lo, Biyutato. It's Maim, Halyayna, Maim, Echtachtayna. Tzarech Adam Leida, Shakol Achtus, everything is Achtus. Everything is one, just like we said before, Mayim is one, all the Mayim is joined. A Yud is an Akuda you can't cut an Akuda. You only cut something that has a Tzura, something that has no Tzura, you can't cut an Akuda into half an Akuda. End of Akuda. There's an Akuda, or there's Ayin, or there's nothing. As soon as there's an Akuda, the attack of the world was Ayin, and then Bereshis is B'chuchm, so it's one Akuda, you can't cut an Akuda. It's a Mayim, corresponds to Chochm. Like we said, there's no Schalkas, there's no blue water and red water, it's after you, Mishkan Rayin Yochumrius. Have a Mayim on its own. It's the same mind. Zeo, that's the pshat, asora, asora, hakaf, b'shekel ha-kodesh. Everything works in asora, asora. In the Bismigdash, yud rishon, asora, asora means yud. Yud is the 10. Yud rishon, masayif. And that should be a yichud. Number, that's why yud is 10. Why is yud a numerical value of 10? Because you're going to a period of tzuris, beis, gimel, dalet, hei, vav, zayin, ches. You're coming back to the nekuda. Gimel is a beautiful shape. Dalet and a zayvav and a zayin and a ches. And then what happens after all these beautiful shapes? You go back to the nekuda. You go to a yud. You go to where you started from. You started from a yudi law when you started writing the aleph. And then you get back to the yud. You get back to the nekuda. That's why yud is like that. That's why a yud. After nine is yud. That's the yudi law. And yutaton. It shows that everything is achtus. Everything is achtus. Achtus of pashas. In Avoida, that's why the Tmims take a Yidin, always the Helix to Yidin, always Geshmak a Yidin, because you can, they're transparent. You can see through them. It's Tachlis at Tmims. They're Mamish there, the Nakuda. Mamish there, the Nakuda. Tmims take a Yidin, on the Bulam, on Chachmas and Cheshboinus, is in the Subach. Tmims take a Yidin, the Pashta Yidin, is the most beautiful Yidin to look at. Kenmeh, Kenveniga, Tmims take a Yidin, is transparent, that's Mayim. There you see a yud, there you see an akuda. It's moridim. You see all this, it's all the tmims took the old from the previous dawn. Tmims took a yid and they got up, they worked hard. I'm sure I'm saying, I don't understand why your grandfather's one of these yid. You know, they worked hard and they went to the Belz Chachamim, but tmims took a yid. I remember Rabbi Sosevsky's father was such a yid. Tmims took a yid, the Belz Chachamim, tmims took a yid. All the tachas and pashtas, tmims, that's a transparent yid. That's a beautiful year. That's Yisrael Hashem B'chois Boya. You don't see Gimel Kavin Amal Azoy. See, it's a Shleimistika, Tmimistika Yid. Nothing baffles him and nothing, you know, nothing moves him, nothing throws him away. Shleimistika Yid. That's a Leibidika Yid. You came with me once to visit this Chassid. I know this fellow. I think I took you into there to see him. Remember somebody in Chassid Tzok, he had his foot amputated. But not alive anymore. He was Nifta. Oh, it's Rikki B'chosid. No, you never came with me? Oh, you never cranky yid. Oh, terrible cranky, died a few years ago. He was cranky, his legs were amputated. You came with me to Zalmana to give to Shim. He was so ill, he became blind and he became this and he had both his legs amputated. There was almost nothing left of him. He was nifter, his the aron, the levaya, I'm just scared there was nothing there, you know, there was nothing there, come out, no legs, no. Shrekach is a tmim stuff he eat, you know, like he had a terrible, he had very high sugar, and his limbs pushed, fell off, and his toes, the moment full fell off, and, you know what I'm saying, he was talking about tmim stuff he eat. He went to the Chaver Kaddisha each time. He was to be zoicha to bury his toes. It was a terrible ashrek lechazach. However, to me, Mr. Kahid, I used to go to visit him. He used to say, well, the Avish is the doctor. The Avish is a posh Tahid he was. He worked in a butcher store. However, a posh Tahid, like water's posh it. It's undiluted. Hazoy is Egevein a posh Tahid. Always the Weinschlein is the doctor. Weinschlein is the doctor. And he thought he was getting better. And they killed this. And they managed to put one false leg on one leg. And then they caught an infection. Everything. He went one sibuch after the other. He was just a doctor. He used to go, when his limbs were free, he used to go to Chaver Kaddisha, to Shamgar. He used to ask him how to do it. And he went to the Bisakvaris and buried his Evarim. The Tachlas Apashtas. Nobody knew about it. I knew about it, whatever. I was close to the Shvach. I used to visit him. And, you know, people didn't know about it. That's that yid goes up to Shemayim. That's the yichud of Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim. Pure, mamish pure Mayim. That's what he's talking about over here. Because man, containers and shkandos. That's asor. Yidi lo, yud tato. Zed tzor chakaf sheyim kufa. What's a kaf? A kaf asor. Kaf is kufa. Kufa means bent. Bent is the darb of ma. Where binich? You know, where bistashen? Who's case that was oy? והוא בשקל הקודש, אצלוי מסקלה של מסקלה from the weighing of the mala, and that's what he says over here in the Hora, Chesed Gvura Nachra is על ידי Tiferes, and Tiferes is the Machria, the Shlishi is the Machria, the Kaf. So the Kaf is if you Kfufa, so then there's no steer, not between your maid and not between Tzmoil, and it's all Hainu Hach. Shiyah Miskale. The Malach, the second Akol. That's what the Malach says. The Ois Tzadik is the Ois Tzadi. This part is completely bent, and he's carrying a Yud, little on top of him. That's the letter Tzadik. This is a Tzadik. He's stooped over, bent over, and he's carrying that's how the letter Tzadi works. With the Yud, and the Nakuda, the bottle to Nakuda. This is a Tzadik. What's the Yud? Ah, Pasha to Nakuda. What does it? That's a Tzadik. That was Mamish Ramosha Baby. It was Mamish like that. Such Pashtas. Such Nomad is Pashtas. Such a Hechra Mensch. Such Pashtas. You know, Mamish, you see, you know, carrying every Yid that came, he knew exactly this one to laugh with this one and this one to get angry with this one. And he was Matim himself. That's like Mayim. Mayim is whatever you put in it. Whatever you put in it, that's what it becomes. You pour Coca Cola into it. It says diluted Coca Cola. You saw the same Nakuda, you know, you had him a chiloni with him, so you knew how to talk to him and you had to do this with him, and you know, it came a Chavais used to give Shiram and Eitz Chaim on the Shari Kavan, it's the middle of the night, Makabalim used to come and learn. Every person from the Darg of Aleph till the Darg of Tov came to him, but he was Mayim. So whoever came to him always felt, oh, you know, this is my Moshe Veva, oh, this is my Tzaddik. And the other one says, this is my Tzaddik. And I met Michael Shokin from Tomo, from Taurus Moshe. I met him once at the Tzion of Moshe Veva. I said, what are you doing? He says, Moshe Veva? Ah, this is a Tzaddik Amiti. Moshe Veva, this is my Tzaddik. And he told me, I met him there at the Tzion. I say, why? Because he was water. So everybody diluted him. Everybody diluted him. That was a Tzaddik. He was transparent. It's a Mamish Devot, that's a Tzaddik. Somebody who lives in the Nakuda sees that whatever you know, maybe it's all in the Nakuda, you don't know. you don't know. If you just build a building and you're Makasher back to the dust, so then you get filled up with yourself. So you missed it, then you're Mafrid Chas HaShalom, Mafrid Aluf. I see him sometimes on the phone, like I heard a couple, a husband and wife fighting, and he's like this on the phone, and he was screaming to them. He was screaming back to them, he was screaming to the husband, to the wife, and I heard them screaming, like he put the phone like this, that I could hear once. And you know, he was saying, Talma Sheke, Talma Sheke, he was like screaming. And he turns around to him, gives me his beautiful smile. Kilo his vod, the choir was, you know, to show me that this is now, he has to deal with these people, be his gabrus. How he can still give his beautiful smile. That's the maskola that we're talking about now. The achriya, there's gvura and there's teferes. And if you're in there's gvura and there's chesed. And if you're in that nakuda, so similar. If you're in the kavim tzoyz, simultaneously you can scream and give a smile. You're not when you're on bekas, you're cool in kas, and you scream at anybody. When you're bechesed, you'll give to anybody. Everything is controlled simultaneously. Somebody said once, the biggest darga is that a person who while he's in the midst of a kas, that's what we discussed, and a parent punishes, he's angry with his child. But the shleim says not to be angry, only to be angry mitzad the chinuch, but to be molei rachma mitzad is your child. That's the kavim tzoy, that's the muscular that we're talking about over here. So tzaddikim who are mayim, they could be soivel anything. They could be soivel anything. Because you just dilute them to whatever flavor you want. And that's who they are. These are tzaddikim who are sechla poshut. That's the Maharal always talks about Torah is sechla poshut. Torah is ganz not poshut. But if you learn it with pshitas, then it's sechla poshut. It's all in the kuda. It's all in the kuda. Everything is in the kuda. Hoy a kob shul shvo a kol ma jeges ma khing se ba kol shpochu esto es koin mes dakosh va ruach shvo odar ma jeges ma person rise ma jeges ma as i ruach ve lachmoy iz ruach ve lachmoy on de khum yesu ma khnioy beimen shakol gilo le kuse va kol achtes gomo that's why mashiach is ruach ve lachmoy mashiach is the manik of every single yid from the aleph to tof no if it's khum yes it's pasnish to talk to this one, it's pasnish to talk to that one. It's complications already. How can you have one person nowadays, one person, this one's going to like him, and this one's going to like him, the Sfadish, and Ashkenazish, and Lidvish, and Chassidish, only somebody who's mine. Only somebody who can say that, whoa, he's mine. That has to be Mashiach. Who's that? He's Roichav Allah Chumri. He's Roichav Allah Chumri. If there's no Chumri, Chumri is messy. Chumri is diluting. When there's no Chumri, it's poshut, it's mine. It's all mine. Mashiach has to be someone who's roichev al achamayim. He's machinia. Roichev al means he's machinia the chumris. That's the whole word. Lekim asa adam yashar. And Mr. Kimmich is yashar. I can't go to this one. I can't go to this asifa because this one's coming. And now everything becomes so complicated. Normal mensch. Zay normal mensch. The Eibush debate for a mensch. Zay normal. Lekim asa adam yashar. He makes a cheshbon is rabbi. He makes a cheshbon is rabbi. Somebody is stuck in chumris. He's mevakish cheshbon is rabbi. However, if he's water, Cheshbon is Rabbah, water is Pasha, Torah is Pasha, Torah is Sechel HaPasha. I remember Moshe Weinberger once said, it's a very deep in the Kudu. Moshe Weinberger once said, he went to a big gadol here in Yerushalayim, you know, and he said that he was talking to the gadol in his house, and the wife called him. Like, oh, he got up and ran to the wife. Like, he said, he was an Adam gadol, you know, it's Pasnish, and he's in the middle of talking to somebody, and, you know, I'm going to say, Rav here, in the middle of. So sweet he was so, he didn't say who he was, I don't know who he was. He said, it's so sweet, it's so simple. His wife called him, he got up and he ran, you know, you're like, his whole life works with such simplicity, with such pshitas, you know, in bayot pchla. The person's in the darga of manucha, the person's in the darga of manucha, barachova, because he's undiluted. He's undiluted. You stand in a kula, it's like the chumrius is thick, then you can't see it anymore. You fill it with water up with offer. You can't see anything anymore. How was the Mesaita? It was mine and off and off. Why do you make life complicated for yourself? That's the whole Zach. Why do you make life complicated for yourself? Mayim is pure. You took mayim, you took the thing which is so pure, and you put offer inside, you made it unclear, you messed up your life. Only because you took mayim, which is the purest thing, and took offer, which is the dirtiest thing, and you mixed the two together. Who's dafted this whole? And those are the parasha of Nasa. Nasa is Roish. A person keeps his head. A person's head is Seichel. It's got Seichel Ayasha. Nasa is Roish Bnei Yisrael. Elevate the heads. Let everybody appreciate them. Zankop. Ayid is a kop. A kopstick. Do everything with Seichel. Do everything straight. Do everything with Seichel. Don't get lost in the oilam of Chumris, the oilam of Ofa, the oilam of Cheshbon Yisrael. Because then you don't see Mayim. The Mayim is hidden under the Ofa. Don't see the kesher between Mayim Tachtoin and Mayim Anyoin. He loses his head, he becomes a shaiter. Ruchstus means you fill in your mind off of his ruchstus. You had it clear, you had all the clarity in the world. And you asked for trouble, you asked it for offering. That's an aver. That's the mechanic. Maybe I call Gila Kusva call Achtus Koma Zel Ba Omos Behem in a Kavana Omos. Yoshin Bayamos is a Chamayre, the pile. Bayamos is a Musa is a load to put on the donkey. Shin Schazku Behemisu Allah Chamayre on the Chumris. Zel Omos. שהם מדלחס שימונו שהכל כוסק עומד נמצא עול בידינו שצריך אדם ליחד כל המדרגס לא לעשות פירד וחלק חס ושלום that's the kids now let's come back oh צריך to do a whole piece today בסייעת הנשמה ברוך השם וזהו שאומר רבי עקיבא כשתגיע לאבני שי אשתו ומה קמת לאלה רבי עקיבא שגיע לאבני שי אשתו שהם האויסיוס הטהורים כמו שעושה את אבני אבני שי אש what's Avni? Avonim. What's Avonim? Oisius. Yetzel the Oisius. Hele the Oisius. Shem Oisius at Tahirin. Shu alimud va tefillah. Shu ze nere the Kodesh with Tahir. Hele the words of Tahir. You look in the Sefer Tahir. You see it's Tahir. Loi techshu va Tahir ma'ayim ma'ayim. Las chila shu zeh ma'ayim an yoyinim zeh ma'ayim at Achtoyinim. If you say ma'ayim ma'ayim, then you say, ah, the Oisius of Tahir tefillah, helik. But the Oisius of Masa Maton, eh, gonish. That's ma'ayim ma'ayim. That's kfir. Keep us warning them. Saying that you keep on morning, you're going to the hecher zach, you're going to come down. Chas v'shalom is not the same bechina bechalal. But in order to be makar ve'alaseich, the Rashi, you couldn't look at the oilam. You couldn't look at the oilam when he came out. The Rav Shlomo says, go back in. You only go back in when you go out to make a yichud, to look at the world, to be mezak of the world, to take all those asogas and make them part of the world. It's the biggest danger when a person goes into morid ha'oilam salyoinim. Pshat is the danger is when he comes out and he'll see the afrius of the Olam Hazeh, he won't be able to relate the two. If the person doesn't relate the two, then it's very dangerous. As kid or people learning too deep for things, they're not ready yet. So then when it comes to the Olam Hagashmi, they can do whatever they do. Why? Because Gashmi is Narishkeit, so I'm doing whatever I want to do. So anyway. Chas v'shalom. So you have a person has hecher oiras. He has more, even more than a chreis to make this world into a Torah Eretz Mekvedecho. Now it's a darg of Yaakov Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is taka his madrega was kotz chai. Couldn't look at this world. Chas v'shalom says he became blind. He couldn't look at this world. Ram Avinu was kula into interacting with the makarav people. Yaakov Avinu was that blend. He went into hecher oiras. Ish tom yeshev oyolim. He went into chis oil moed. But in such a way, he was Ma'am and Shvatim, he told Shlema. Even when he came to Dvaram Gashmi and Ki'ilu, he showed a little Uruch. And this is Rabbi Akiva, Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Seir Nishom, Seir Nishom, Rabbi Akiva. Havada is, you don't say anything to go Gu Hoich. But when you come back, don't say Mayim Mayim. Don't be Mafrit, Chas V'Shem. Again, when he says, oh, Chas V'Shem, I don't try to make you think I'm giving you Pshah in the Abba Nechmas of the Paradis, but I'm saying as a station that was most designed how we can get closer and how we can scrape on the surface to understand somebody says Leikin is Mayer Shu Oysa Pirud Nimsa Hu Bipirud is Nol Ma'alma De Pruda Vizeo that's Pshah Shem Artista Kenu Shiva Oyan Pirud Chas V'Shem and that's Taka Acher came out from there. Came out from the paradise. What does a koifa mean? Koifa means shnei rishuyos. That's what a koifa means. He saw the contrast between olam ruach and olam gashmi. He came out of the maskana. Kenish zayin dezel bazach. That's dangerous. So there's a lot of koifa. I mean, a lot of shatzei tzvi. All these people, they're all well versed in Kabbalah. And that was the problem. That's the problem. You don't make a yichud. Then it's the most dangerous thing. Because the more you masig hechakite. So the more you see that this and the Alma de Pruda is Tzvei Velten, Chas V'Shalom is Kfir Gemur. Besser don't learn Hechikait. Besser think that you've got to work on yourself as a Pashto Yid and try to make one Rishus. The more you see a contrast, then it gets dangerous. And Rekiva was a Nechmas V'Shalom, Yosef V'Shalom, that's the Darg of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, Yosef, who Yosef, the same, wherever you put him, is the same. He realizes he goes to Laban, Ochi Bani Beramois. Now I'm here. That's my tikkun. Now I'm here. My tikkun is to zan azoy. In other words, he was matim himself to the avodah in every matzav that he was. So that's the nechmas b'shalom and the yatsa b'shalom. So it's a mitzvah. You know, take people away. Sometimes it's about shul. It's this. You know, wrestling with this. It's body. This. Shefman. And sometimes when it comes to the gashmistic life, there's no change. That's the vote. The vote is that they look at it as shnei rishuyos. So you're asking which oilam do you belong to? I belong to the oilam screaming in the fields and his boy did this. That's my oilam. Meinef is the under oilam, so he can remain the same baltaivim when he gets back to oilam agashmi. It's lakashur. That's my oilam, and I'm living here. So that's under a belt. That's their psychological problem. You've got to take them, you've got to learn Gemara with them, you've got to make them no mala mention, you've got to make them down to earth in this world. They should realize that there's no Tzvei Velten. You do it's void of this. I remember Ramat Zilber once said, he spoke in Breslov. I was with him then, and he was talking about Menias and Tikkun Chatzos. So he said, he's speaking to Yerushalmi Breslov. He said, he's very sharp from Motel, he can be very sharp. So he says, Yingla come up to him and they say, the wives don't let him Tikkun Chatzos, and they're saying the Menias what to do. And Motel says, I'll tell you what your Menia, why you're not getting on Tikkun Chatzos. The plate of spaghetti. In other words, Chatzos. You mit makedon chatzos. How about you eat a plate of spaghetti? He says that the tell auction. He said the tell auction. This is the mafria. Same nakuda. Come on, hoicha zachen. Get the tikkun chatzos. Hoicha zachen. How do you eat spaghetti? If you eat spaghetti properly, and you'll see, you won't have a mania. Oh, but if you chas v'shalom shteir reshuyas, the Bein Shalom doesn't want you to do the private tikkun chatzos. Doesn't want you to climb to high madrigas, because then you're going to chas v'shalom come to a bechin of shteir reshuyas. Why the katifa the hair? The whole achrayis, people think you're learning tifa zachen, and mele you're getting more withdrawn, so to speak. What does it mean to get? If you're getting more withdrawn, taka, you don't eat. I mean, like tzaddik and gemurim, this and that. Havada, that's hoichan shomus. But a person's stomach, you know, goes hecher has to realize that the achrayis of going hecher is to make his gashmius better. Because the gashmius to stay the same, and just as his seichel should steep hecher, that's bechinas shteir shuyas. Shema tistakenu. And that's what happened with Ache. Why was he called Ache? Ache, Rishus Ache. He became under Rishus. He must even say the Oisius. You fell, not the Oisius. Everything's ready for you. Everything's ready for you. You change. You come less chum, not you. I mean, Let us become less chumri. He's b'shvira. Don't blame me on the oisius. The oisius of other wouldn't fool in, but they're there, still there in the same murder they could darn. The gold that gets in the ground, you're gonna throw it away. You take it, you put it under the tap, and it's the same clean gold. Oisius, the halig oisius, of other the oisius fool in, oh, but they're there and there and halig oisius, they're stuck in the clip, they're stuck in the chumrius. If you're less chumri, you'll find beautiful oasis. But that's the vote. It's a murdika pachadika piece of heli gemara nine. Masayim shneim adoy v'shkoyim la yikon neged einoi. Ki ois achilu kapirut hu atzme v'pirut shvira. He is a pirut pilu shvira. In other words, you can't separate Chas v'Shalom and Rabbein Shalom. If Chas v'Shalom you're making shtei reshuyos, it's your cutting to two. But the burim shaloi heim sheke shein kar k'mavu l'malav azera doy v'shkorim nega neged einos. Hine, lo v'namadriga now tzorich yigia. What yigia? Not yigia, not pshat the yigia to understand the Torah. The yigia and understanding the chayim is the yigia breaking your chayim. Once your chayim is broken, you'll see the oisius in their full glory. Achnia chayim k'mavu el. Zeo, and I was getting back to the beginning. It's saying, I think we discussed this, you said before. The only Yigiyin Avodas Hashem is only Achnos Achim. That's the Yigiyin. Nishas Torah is Shveh, Nishas Dus is Shveh, Torah is Sechel Aki, and a Menshat Anashom, which is a Chelek Lekam Yimal. Can connect to it. Doesn't can connect to it. Hoba, Zah Machniya Dachayim. Be me Yageh. Zay Sa Torah Odin Ki Yomus Boel, Eina Torah is Kemes and Mimisha. Mesin Zatzma, Mimis Matzma Ele, Be Machniya Dachayim. Machniya Dachayim, you're going to see the Tachlis Atayinu, Tachlis Atayinu. וזהו לא יהיה ולא ייגע. אין הוא יגע על זה. אז אין חיקה לספנוסו. אין הוא מובן כל זה. אז he's touching it. He's saying, לא יהיה, if you're not יהיה, if you're not יגע, אז then אין חיקה לספנוסו. You want an investigonish for שתיים. וזהו, כשבור הועילם בהי בור, בהי מוצא ספה. Right? There's five mitzvah, כמו שנאים, אין על תודה שרנס, בהי בור, בהי בור, שכל חזוק אמריוסם עדי הי מוצא זה מויסיוס, Everything came from one nakuda. That's the vote. The Rebbein Shleinim gave the Torah. He gave the Seres of Yerushalm. This is the Dibur Echad. What's the purpose of the Nes of the Dibur Echad Ne'emru? Rebbein Shleinim Chas V'Shalom advising that he can say two things at once. Dibur Echad Ne'emru means to show that even though there's a lot of oisius that are being said over here, it's all Ein Zach. How many letters are there in Asar Memoris? In Asar Sadibris, Kesar letters. Kesar is the Darga, which goes Mirishkal Darga and Sifkal Darga. everything's included in them. It's a few words, a few letters, it's fewer, but everything's included in them. It's all HaKoich, it's the Koich of Dibberach HaNem. Everything's B'Dibberach HaNem. It all comes from one Shoresh, comes from one Shoresh. It's all one Dibber, it's all one Nakuda. It's all B'Achlas HaPashat. Don't make period. Don't make period. The more Chumrius a person is, the more period there is. And then I'll tell you my mind. Kim shem dibo echad yotze vein tzorech likmet zitzur lir madregos a dibo ki akoil bidibo echad nimoyer shakoil achtes vakol kilkul yachzi yotiku and ach vachol roa la toiva it's going to be nizgala when the chumis will go away it's going to be nizgala that all the mayim and yoyin the mayim tachtayim was all one bechina kol nachol amoichim an yom vayom en en amole everything was achtes a poshu there was a yudi lo there was a yud tato and it's all nakudas and it's all one nakuda through our avoida of the vav and machaber the avoida the vav is the teferes the machaber the two together and the vav is the teferes the machaber the tato and the elah and we'll see how everything is be'achdus echot that's the vav of kish echot b'leiv echot tachlus ha'pashtus ha'omdim tzufim ha'mishtachim ha'mervochim it's room for everybody everybody's one everything is one ha'koel echot even the chofes oisius are one when you get to the achdus of the chofes oisius then you get to the nakuda as the tachlis ha'yidiyah shalei neiva zoicha to get to the nakuda where everything came out of that nakuda but not to stay with the old binyan just to take that binyan and put it back to the nakuda where it anyways originated from so what are you taking it for yourself put it back in the nakuda where everything originated from that's the shoresh and then we'll see that this achdus this achdus making everything m'shus echo making everything m'shus echo hel l'digatayish m'rakivi hel toim ramayim mayim you kriach too high. You won't be able to look at the world anymore. So the word tzaddikim knows their avoda. Yitzchak Avinu knows their avoda. Not of a view. The taka couldn't look at the world anymore. Not that they looked at it shtei rishuyos chas v'shon. They knew everything was brought in shalom, but their neshamas were so high. They couldn't do that avoda. Couldn't do that avoda of going into the klipa. Couldn't do such an avoda. They were too withdrawn already. Stu tzaddikim that was their avoda. Yosef is desperate for such an avoda. Wants to go down to Mitzrayim, Salsal Besairay, desperate that the second oil, that's the Yichud, the Zivuk of Yaakov and Rachel and Yaakov and Leah. Leah is the Hechere Yichud, Leah is the Yichud of a person's Mishtoikik. It says the farmer in Zivuk, Oilachetz Leishtoi. Zivot I heard from Ramotel, basically on one of your CDs. He says the farmer, I mean the voters, he put it to Rachel Leah. So do it in Mitzrayim, in Zivuk of Yaakov and Rachel, and there's a Zivuk of Yaakov and Leah. Zivug of Yaakov and Leah is a hecher zivug. It's a zivug where of the shtekikus milamala. It says if Amem Adam is bechinah zayampin akutshpoch oilech etzli zivugoi. If Amem zivugo oilech etzli zivugo oilech etzli. That's the darg of chuka the liyanim to the tachnayim. That's Leah. Yaakov came to Lavan's house to marry Rachel, not to marry Leah. Leah went to Yaakov. She was mishtekik back to Adam. Adam Yaakov's Adam zayampin back to the mishtekik. And there's another chukka of the Elyonim that Taka want to be Mashpia to the Tachtoin. Because Zivug is Taka Yaakov and Rachel. The Elyonim should come down the matter. That's the Zivug, Yaakov and Rachel. So Yaakov, Adam, Wenchlem, Zerampin, goes on Zivugoi. Comes and he wants to be Mashpia and it's Abba Kachbroch and Lies Ladir with Tachtoin. The word Tzadikim over Darbish and Leah, Zivug of Leah, they're Mishtoiki to get out. There's other tzaddikim, it's the beginning of Rachel, like a zivug, and it's the beginning to bring the Shekhinah down here. Okay. Zayach will do all peace. Shkoyach to you. Who? Chas v'shalom. Yeah. It's internalized. I'm going to go to the afternoon. Lying in my room, remember when I came back after Dach Melch, I was lying in my room, it helped me even my eyes were closed, I didn't know what to do. I said, I'm just going to take the urge to go and give a share. I went to give a share, and my mom should, and then I took a tablet, whatever, and my mom should disappear. In between, I got a headache, so I'm wearing the blue light. So I'm saying, Shkosh to you. You bought me a refuah. Alright, next.